This is Madame D's last will and testament. To Monsieur Gustav H., I bequeath a painting known as Boy with Apple.
Wow. What?
Who's Gustav H.?
I'm afraid that's me, darling.
If I learn you ever once laid a finger on my mother's body, living or dead...
I go to bed with all my friends.
Hide this. It's in code and you might need a magnifying glass to read it, but it tells you exactly where and how to find Boy with Apple.
Have you ever been questioned by the authorities?
Yes, on one occasion.
What?
I was arrested and tortured by the rebel militia after the desert uprising.
Right. Well, you know the drill then. Zip it.
Okay, here's the deal. If you don't appreciate Wes Anderson as a director, you might not click with the Grand Budapest Hotel. However, if you like the quirky director, you'll fall in love with the movie. The film tells the story of a concierge and a lobby boy at a swanky European hotel who get caught up in a murder mystery and a case of stolen artwork. Anderson puts his rigid and symmetrical style to this film, but he ups the ante on his work with vivid production design and out-of-the-box story arcs. Filled with brilliantly crafted characters and a unique story, The Grand Budapest Hotel is one of Anderson's best films yet. We may have just had this year's Oscars, but you'll want to keep your eye on this film when award season rolls around again. The Grand Budapest Hotel gets 5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.